So yeah, we got a group.
You just
We've been wanting to talk about, you know, just random shit for a while. So this is it. CR, you had something you wanted to talk about, right?
Well, I have a couple things. Depends right. which one you want to go. Do you want to go extra spicy or mild?
Yeah, let's go spicy because Cody hates that. Okay. All
right. So I have a very controversial opinion that was a source of some debate yesterday on the Discord server. That is that I think that instead of having mod packs in which all the mods are made by a bunch of different people, it's better to have a mod pack where all the mods are made by a single team. It's more cohesive and things kind of fit together better. Obviously, not everyone is able to do it, but I do think that is the best way to set up a mod pack, or rather the more ideal way.
Well, that's interesting because, I mean, that's a little less spicy than I remember because you were saying there's no way other way to play a mod pack, right? That was sort of your
Well, stance. I would never play a different mod pack.
Got it.
But yes.
Do you have any examples of that happening? Like, is there even something like that?
No, I can't think of anything. I don't think anyone's ever like that. Done that. Who's... Well, I am, but
oh yeah,
I don't think anyone else is.
We it's are. Pretty rare.
Oh, you. Oh yeah, that's true. Because you sort of got kicked off Curse, sort of. So now you have to make a bunch of your own mods.
Oh no, not how that.
Exactly how that went.
Oh. Okay. You
can... Yeah, we have permission to use like 99% of all those mods. The only mod that we had to remake was like, from our excavator. Yeah. But pretty much, and like Twerk mod.
So
but no.
Twerk mod, really?
Yeah, it also made by the Fungi.
So, CR, would you consider using Craft Tweaker and Mod Tweaker and CubeJS, all that, to like customize the mod pack as being your own, or would you count that as being still not?
Yeah, I guess I don't know.
What's that?
Was that a question for me or that?
For you. Like, would you consider that, like, to be customized enough to call it your own? Like, would you play a mod that was super heavily modified?
Okay, so I classify mods maybe in different ways than other people do. I have three classifications. I have aesthetic, utility, and content. So basically a content mod is pretty much any mod that you need to have on the client as well as the server in order to connect, something that adds, you know, blocks and items and whatever. Then you have aesthetic mods, which I guess Optifine would be sort of between, you know, aesthetic and utility. You have like Better Foliage, which is aesthetic, dynamic surroundings, stuff that just makes the world look a bit nicer. And then you have utility. So that could be JI or Craft Tweaker or any of those things. So it's more about content mods than aesthetic or utility, because we use aesthetic and utility mods that are not made by us. But anything that has actual content is all made by the CR dev team.
Well, I guess I mean more so if, so say somebody takes a mod pack with a bunch of content mods and then tweaks the fuck out of it with Content Tweaker and Mod Tweaker, would you then play it? Like if it was...
No, I still don't see it as being very seamless, because you still have the thing where all these mods are made by different developers. They all have different art styles. They all have different goals for their mods. The more mods you add, the more chance you have of bloat and overlapping mechanics.
What the fuck are you guys doing? Where are you going?
I don't know where he's going. I went to push button.
What button?
The button.
It's not there anymore.
The buttons are... It's gone.
Okay.
You could have just gone off. You interpreted this.
Oh my god.
But anyways, yeah, so most packs, it doesn't really matter how much editing is done to them. I still feel like it's a combination of mods rather than one seamless experience. So yeah, that's kind of my opinion with it. So no, I don't really play any other mod packs. I mean, the closest thing
your standards are just too high.
Expectations my standards are way too high.
Has anything ever hit those standards for you?
No.
Not even my mods.
Very, very, very sad. Wait, so Lat, you were saying that you were making something kind of like that.
Yeah, well, obviously we don't use all our mods, right? We still use a bunch of mods that are not made by us. Obviously, most importantly, like JEI and whatever else.
Yeah.
But we are trying to make a pack that is not exactly story-based, but it is going to be single-player focused. It's not really going to have a multiplayer, just co-op. And this is more like we're trying to have as few mods as possible and as many made, you know, like our own made content. So like the jar mod is going to be for that pack pretty much exclusively.
All that stuff. But I think those kinds of packs are pretty good. It feels more personal.
Because like I've always wanted to make packs for FTB, but I've always wanted to make, you know, not the standard kitchen sink or whatever packs, like Survival Island or, you know, the Sky Islands or whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to make more like RPG slash, not exactly with story, but maybe more with like a single thought to it.
That would be awesome. I think that's super missing.
And something I wanted to make that I don't think anyone really does is to make a pack that actually does have a story, and it is not, you know, it doesn't care if it's Minecraft. It's just using the Minecraft as more of an engine, so to say, and to have a specific time that you have to complete the pack, or else it's over.
So there's like a fail. Like you state.
I think. My plan was 2 to 4 weeks mm-hmm. that you actually have to complete the entire pack, or else the timer runs out, and you know at the end there's a big explosion and everything dies and so on.
Would that be would that be the same time it ending for everyone, or would it be
no? Just it's just it's single player. It's literally just single player or co-op. I don't actually like multiplayer packs. They're good, like Kitchen Sink, just for, you know, killing time or playing with your friends casually, but I'm a big fan of RPG games, and I like the story part, or something specific to do, not just complete quests for no real reason. Like, you just complete quests and that's it.
Gotcha.
In most packs.
The thing is, I've said for quite a while that mod packs are basically just, it's Skyblock, what are the other ones? Kitchen Sink.
Kitchen Sink or Hardcore.
Or hard, like a hardcore expert thing.
Expert, sorry.
Dull. I want like story packs or like I want a puzzle pack like Material Energy. Material Energy was one of my favorite mod pack series because it actually was a bit different than go play Minecraft.
A new one just came out. I think 5th.
Still haven't played it. I need to play it.
Yeah.
I just don't have to play it.
Yeah, it seemed like we sort of settled into those different classifications and never really pushed past it. Like Agrarian Skies came out, so then everybody started doing a Skyblock pack, and then
it was just convenient. Like it was it got views, it got downloads. That's just how it works.
You're right. Yeah, the multiplayer packs are always going to be the ones that get the downloads. It's never going to be, I mean, maybe if it's an exceptional single player pack, maybe, but I don't know.
Like there used to be, I think it was on Technic Launcher. There was Hack/Mod.
I was about to bring that up. Yeah,
I loved it so much. It had classes. It had like magic towers, dungeons, whatever.
CR, I think you would actually like that pack because it may not have been like, it definitely was combining a bunch of mods, but it felt like it had one mission, and it was to like explore the world and do combat in a way that was actually fun. It may just be rose-tinted goggles because I haven't played it in years.
I see anything that focuses on combat in Minecraft as being absolutely terrible unless you overhaul the combat system. Minecraft is not a game that does combat very well.
Oh, it was. Oh, yeah. It was entirely different. Like,
yeah, it was even before the, because that was made before the combat changes in Minecraft.
Oh, no, that was 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
That's the mod version, Minecraft version that it was on.
It was old. But that was a very fun
even
time.
Before 1.3 era.
Well, do you guys remember another sort of similar pack? I think it was called Zelda Craft or oh shit, it was like a standalone mod pack that basically gave you everything. It was based on Zelda, but you could make your own quests and shit. But it gave you all the tools to make your own adventure maps and like have triggers and all that kind of craziness and overhauled items, HUD, everything. But it
basically so like just Mario like, Map Maker
exactly yeah but for like Zelda type quests and that was back before that was before the game officially released. I think it was like beta 1.8 or something. It was based on that was so much fun and I don't see that many like total conversion type mods anymore because everybody's trying to work together.
I have thought about maybe having more tools for like map makers so you could have I don't know like blocks that you put down that you could have like a sound mixer so you could have you know you could put it like in the middle of a town and have you know people talking and you know bells or like hoof beats or whatever and just add some atmosphere to a map or you could have like various I don't know pressure plates that do things or areas where if you walk into it something happens. I mean a lot of this stuff is kind of vanilla now so you don't really need that but just to make things a little more accessible since I mean CR is a pack pretty much for builders and there are a lot of kind of adventure maps that people have made but I haven't really seen any with CR and I think it might be cool if you know people had those tools and could
that's
make
because
some,
you keep
like,
releasing for old stuff. Versions
what's that?
Where's your mods for 1.16? Need them on newer versions, and, you know.
Oh, you asking?
Keep releasing them on older.
Well, they're working on it, right? You guys are working on 1.16.
Well, we're still doing 1.15 right now. We're gonna.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Disgusting.
Like even 1.15.
1.15 is pretty good, but We still have to wait for our artist to get out of his kind of depression slump of needing to texture striders and things for us to update to 1.16.
Oh, he doesn't want to do could, that?
Well, actually, he has a lot of commissions, so we're kind of waiting for him to finish that stuff.
Oh, okay.
But eventually we'll get to 1.16. It's just not the primary focus right now. We're just kind of getting carried away adding more content always. So yeah.
Well, I think that I could see Conquest Reforged being sort of what you had just said where you can give people you already give people the tools to make good builds, so maybe you could expand that to making fun experiences. So just give the type of trigger blocks and stuff like that would be kind of cool.
I also do kind of want like a little bit of an RP system as well at some point that could tie into like recipes and stuff, but maybe it could also be standalone
FTP quest.
I don't know. I just have like a million ideas, but we have to see which ones actually happen and which ones don't.
What do you have in your hand, Lat? Is that the companion cube?
it is
with like a baseboard stuck to the bottom of it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the
I just pulled it out of there.
It was funny that you had brought up Hack/Mine because there was another one, Hexit, as well, that was the sequel to that. Yeah. And that one was also pretty fun, if I remember correctly. I just wish... I don't know. I don't think that the current mod, just in general, like the current popular mods don't really lend themselves to being made like that. They're more so for kitchen sink packs.
See, people like
that's the thing, like
the
mods
stuff.
What was that?
Mods used to be very incompatible with each other. Mm-hmm. They just kind of evolved into
right.
You can put everything in one pack, so that's what people do.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, I guess that makes sense because people don't have the viewpoint now of if I want to do something, I have to do it everything myself because nothing else will necessarily work with what I'm doing. So I have to put more work in. But now it's like, oh, I could do like part of a thing and then I could just have people use different mods for other stuff. Yeah. So you're less dependent on yourself and more dependent on just everyone else.
ActDev used to be really difficult. FTB showed me, like, they used to keep, you know, the blocks and items used to have numeric IDs, mm-hmm. and you had to config them in just config files manually.
Yep.
And obviously, with a lot of mods, there were a lot of conflicts. So they just kept around a spreadsheet of all IDs they use. And it was a lot of work. You had to, like, copy paste a lot of stuff with configs so things would work together. So you would put more effort.
Is the answer. What's that? Mod pack making has become too easy.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Like, yeah, it's just it kind of super. It allows for the lowest common denominator kind of stuff to be popular.
The point proven by that would be RL craft.
Every mod pack.
What was that coded?
I hate that, like, thermal expansions in every mod pack mechanism nowadays as well. Every mod pack. What's the other one? Immersive engineering. Every mod pack. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to do tech mod pack in Kitchen Sink, I'd much prefer a focus on a type of tech. None of those are the same type of tech.
Wow, I'm actually surprised that some people are... I mean, it seems like in some way that your point, CR, is kind of being agreed with here, that we need more focus at the very least, maybe not as extreme.
Right. So like, if you aren't able to make all the mods in your own pack, then I have the viewpoint of less is more. Try to do more with fewer mods. So, I mean, you're having less conflicts. Things kind of feel more similar. And just put more work into making all those feel like a good experience without trying to throw everything together and hoping that just you get everyone who likes every kind of mod just because you have literally every mod in your pack.
Though the problem is the community is sort of ingrained this concept of if it doesn't have every mod, what's the point? It's like, oh, it's missing this mod, I'm not going to play it. So the mod pack dev goes, oh, I won't play it, I'll add that mod. And then more people go, oh, it's missing this, and it's a cycle.
It is, I would say, there's a problem of mod pack creators wanting more downloads over, you know, good reviews.
Yeah. Well, they look at the success of, I mean, obviously, like, the FTB Kitchen Sink packs and then all the mods. And, I mean, the ones that everybody remembers are the and the ones that the YouTubers play, which, if we're being all honest, that's probably the ones that get the downloads.
Yeah.
It's all Kitchen Sink packs unless something super special comes out, like,
yeah.
I don't even know.
Like Skyfag 3, I guess.
Yeah, Skyfag, exactly.
Thing is, the Skyfag still falls under this whole Skyblock theme,
yeah.
Which is...
Now they're just, it's no different, there's nothing new, it needs to die, at least I think.
What Sky Factory?
I honestly think Kitchen Sink, Skyblock, and Expert Packs need to die, but you know, that's never happening.
Depends on your definition of what an expert pack is, because people kind of see things the same way.
9x9 crafting table and calls it a challenge.
See,
okay, so you that's just say one that. Definition of expert.
Because you personally don't feel like playing it anymore, but millions of people still love Kitchen Sink packs, type blocks, and whatever.
Like, yeah, Kitchen Sink packs are fine.
Just because you're burnt out.
No, I don't like the idea that FTB have done this as well. Like, adding some ridiculous thing is seen as challenge or improvement.
Oh, FTB, yeah.
It's time-gating the FTB continuum. That was idiotic. I don't think anyone disagrees.
I think everyone doesn't like
Project Ozone. It's just all at least cap mode is just all about ridiculous numbers. It's about getting the biggest number.
So we kind of did like the opposite of that in the Odyssey pack. We just basically said, fuck it, we're going to, instead of trying to make things complicated, we're just going to do the opposite. We're just going to make a mod that boosts the EMC to like trillions and quintillions just because like it's big numbers.
Mod for that?
Project X, I made that. You could make up to tier 15 collectors in real life.
That's funny, you're going full circle. Wasn't your first mod an EMC thing?
It is, yeah, it was. It was. Hey. It was condenser for E2 or 3.
There's no new ideas anymore.
It's not sad, you're sad.
Well, I do think that you're right, Lat, that there's going to be an audience for that, and it's probably bigger than what we're talking about. But I do wish there was... Is there any hope in the community right now? Do you guys know of any packs that sort of are bucking the trend? I really wish I knew more, because I'm sort of still...
I know of two.
What's that?
I know of two. And the only reason I know of these two is because my team are the one who's making it.
All right, you can chill. Go ahead.
I don't know enough about them. I just saw a channel one day in Discord, and one of them's an RPG pack. Like what you were saying, story-based RPG sort of thing, which I find really interesting. And I hope it goes.
Okay.
And another one's a puzzle pack, inspired by, like, Portal.
Okay.
Huh.
So that's interesting. That sounds fun.
Yeah, puzzle packs is also something that doesn't happen. I think there's more RPG than there's puzzles.
My favorite back in the day when I was younger was downloading the Portal mod and then going on the Minecraft forums and finding people that made maps for the Portal mod. That was amazing.
What I want was take iChun's Portal thing. And I did at one point. I made lasers that went through portals and things. It worked. Mm-hmm. And I'd never finished it. But iChun's Portal thing, A, bad performance, and B, pretty sure it's dead, so need to like make a custom mod for that. But you don't have to necessarily, like what CR saying about you need custom mods for everything, not necessarily. I think the main thing is you need an idea.
So like
you just need to bring specific set of mods together.
For us, it's Portal, so a Portal gun mod, if it exists, may as well use it. There's no harm using that. Don't need to reinvent the wheel. Yeah, but I also want to do our sandbox lad.
Oh yeah. Yeah, then
I would kill for like 10 levels of like really well thought out Portal maps. Like that would be fun.
And you know, when I was first doing it, I got Taco to try help. And he was going to do some little tiles things for the map.
Wait, is that what this thing is?
The companion cube.
Well, and
I think it means the grid.
Oh, no, this one. That's something he did recently. Oh,
okay.
Aerial play.
When I talked to Tucker, it was like 2018.
Oh, okay.
Again, he was doing Portal-styled maps at that point, so I asked because he was doing them. Then it just happened, and I'm really sad about that because Taka did some really nice things.
Oh yes, that is what he does.
Very nice things. Even I can agree that Taco does very nice things, even though he doesn't use CR yet, and one day I will convert him.
Well, I mean little tiles, well obviously it works with that. They're just blocks, right? I'm assuming there's nothing.
The only
I've seen some people do some stuff.
Taco is the fact he didn't make this chessboard functional.
He actually has a functional chessboard. It's just not.
Why is it on this table? We'd be sat here playing chess.
You should ask him for it.
Coded, you were the chess guy for a bit. I forgot about that.
Still am, but no one will play me.
Because no one can win you. There's no time.
Everyone's afraid that they're going to lose their Discord police title to you if they lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, Discord police 5 times. How have I not gotten Discord police yet?
Well, because that's not the...
Green. Whoever loses to him now from Discord police gets to take his role.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to ping Jared. I'm playing Jared in chess right now.
Right now you are?
I'm going to.
Oh my god. Jared, please. You should play Sky.
No, Sky banned me from pinging him.
What was it?
Oh, but anyway, back to the... Anyway... back to the portal talk thing. So while I'm more extreme with my views on things, I think the general thing that people should take away from this is that mod pack makers have to be more conservative. They have to try to do less with more, or more with less, sorry. And yeah, just try to make something fun with as little as possible. I mean, it's more of a challenge, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's just how it used to be. And a lot of people always talk about how, you know, the old versions were the golden days and this and that and the other thing. And there's no reason that people can't do that anymore. There's so much opportunity to make good content now. And just a lot of people kind of go with the current meta and they don't bother trying new things.
Yeah, we need somebody to come in and break the meta. You're right. And I don't know.
I mean, I'm big
problem with that is you need someone with lots of free time. Like, we would probably do it as FTB, but it's just not, it doesn't pay off. Like, whenever we try to do a custom pack, sure, it gets good reviews, but it's always shit and downloads. When we make just your casual, you know, kitchen sink pack with all your favorite mods, millions.
Like I guess that...
As sad as it is, it's pointless to do those things unless you specifically want this for your own fun and you don't need to care about downloads.
So you would need to change players' minds, basically, is what you're saying, before you were to make a nice
pack. No, it's people who have to depend on, you know, money to exist.
This is why indie games are always like 10 out of 10, but never get millions of downloads. Well, they get it, but not billions of downloads like, you know, GTA 5.
Right.
You have to have the ability to jump off the deep end, right? If you're like established and you know, you have running costs and whatever, then you kind of just have to do what people expect from you. And the people who don't have anything to lose are the ones who will really be the ones taking charge with something like this. So I think we just need more of those people who...
It's also interesting that like most of people who get this, let's say they make something of a really good indie game and they don't, you know, they don't usually expect it to blow up. And if it does, they can't really handle it because people keep asking for where's part two, where's, you know, do this, do that. And they kind of get overwhelmed by that a lot.
So we shouldn't be looking at FTB to do those types of things at this point.
No, more like we may do once in a while, but we're still going to shit out 20 other packs that aren't, you know, aren't your once in a lifetime type of thing.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. It's funny. We were talking about Technic earlier, and I think Technic had some really cool packs back in the day. Obviously, the /Mine that we were saying, but in the what was the big
if
one?
Only they weren't illegal.
Is that still an issue?
Yeah, they
always been
rehost everything. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Even their old pack, they never really got permissions.
That's unfortunate.
What about? I think there's 20 pages of FTB packs on there now, and we just kind of stopped caring because, you know, we can DMCA every time, but
yeah,
they just keep coming back. And at this point, what's the point?
I didn't realize that they still. I thought that they kind of stepped.
They
away
don't
from
post that. Anything. That's the thing. That's how they get away.
Is decentralized you just or put, something or what?
You just paste your Dropbox link or whatever.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and
yeah,
it pulls
yeah.
from that.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm pretty sure I could just put like my own website link and pull down the virus or whatever. So I don't trust Technic. At least not custom packs anyway.
I've used them in the past for custom packs with friends because it's one of the only ones that before Curse that lets you make packs and have them update without private packs that let them update without having people, you know, having to download mods.
Verify.
Yeah, exactly. And it was easier, but I think it's almost too much freedom because you're right. There's so much I guess, and I just looked it up right now on my phone. You're right. There's a ton of FTB packs.
I also used to use it. It was great. That was like 2014 or something, because it was simple and we didn't think of that. That was just like, you know, for private, for friends, for our community. Uh-huh. Just upload a pack, download, that's easy. You just get, I don't remember how it worked. I think it was just with code or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, now browsing a custom pack, I don't think I would want that.
I'm pretty sure you also can't see what mods are in it until you actually download it. And
of course
I'm
you
pretty
can,
sure
because it's a zip file.
Oh.
Yeah,
because there's no metadata or anything.
I think I went on there and like I couldn't download anything unless I had their app and search for it
in the app.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can only download the zip that the link that you provide. It doesn't even like cache it, or it doesn't mirror it.
They do have an API called Solder that lets you like specify, like it's like Delta updating basically to only download the most recent. Like, but I don't think anybody uses it. What's that?
I've been updated in years. It's been coming soon since like 2017.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Nice. Vaporware then, never mind.
Yeah.
Like they have a
vaporware. Is there actually
they were rewriting it and they never finished that?
What vaporware? What?
Do you know what's like? Do you know of any popular vaporware in Minecraft community? There has to be tons,
Zycraft.
Right? Like
Zycraft
Nova API and others.
Nova API, Zycraft was vaporware after a while.
Zycraft was never.
I mean,
possible to be released legally.
Is that why?
I think.
It was released.
Pretty sure it's Chicken Bones mod. I don't think Soren could have released it, but that's maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Well, anyway, it was always one that was like a meme that it was never going to come out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of others. Oh, Red Power. Fucking Red Power.
Oh, yeah. No, Red Power was out. It just stopped. It just moved.
But they were.
The game.
She
the game is
us for
Vaporware.
She just like was like, oh, it's coming out. It's coming out. My Patreon. And then, oh, now it's a game. And...
Oh, no, yeah, it's coming up, but on my own game. Boom, Patreon just dies instantly. But it didn't even die.
No,
it stayed pretty well funded.
She was making like 100.
I'm pretty sure people just
kind
of forgot to unsubscribe.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we could use this to segue into the 75K thing.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys need to catch me up. Okay, so.
I also don't know either.
Or spawn.
Like, what is it?
What can you guys tell me what that mod is in general?
Well, I'm actually kind of new to the whole controversy about it. It's mostly just stuff I've seen people kind of posting about in the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, it's just some guy who made this mod allegedly stole a lot of models and things and is now asking for 75K on a GoFundMe in order to update it.
Yeah. And last time I checked, it was at $100. So.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit more than that. But.
People
don't like the guy.
Right. As far as I know, it's basically a mod like with overpowered weapons and giant monsters made for kids. Like, I think that was literally
isn't
what it was.
Made in M Creator.
Yeah, probably.
It wasn't
it
really.
It looks very M Creator. Look it.
But how
it just has that look to it?
How did it get popular? Was it YouTube or what?
It's probably in one of those shit packs like RL Craft or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
No, it's not in that. But yeah, I mean, just bad things seem to find a way to get very popular somehow.
Yeah, it always is, isn't it? Like, it's weird, but it is the clickbaity.
Yeah,
I mean, look at Lucky Blocks.
Like, it's the kids that download this.
Look at Chance Cubes. Like, that whole mod, that whole genre of mods was like. That's one of those ones we were talking about.
Twitch mod.
Exactly. Yeah. There was one of those ones we were talking about earlier where it's like, we as like maybe in the community don't realize that they're huge, but you go on Curse and it's like Chance Cubes is like in the top 10 and you're like, what the fuck? How did that even. It's because kids.
Doesn't Chunk Cube have its own category? Like, it can have its own.
Yeah, I think it does.
It does.
Whatever.
Yeah, it does. And,
crazy.
I mean, like, and I remember, I forget who had said it, but basically, like, if you want an answer for why something is popular, usually you can just say kids. Because, like, it's.
Yeah.
It kids have an infinite amount.
And people with no shame. If you're not if you have no shame and you have no problem using very underhanded tactics and
so you're a YouTuber. Using
incredibly, you know, clickbaity titles, all the, you know, fancy schmancy YouTube like images and stuff to get people to click on stuff. And, you know, you do like your whole face. Like, oh my God, it's so hard in your videos, and everyone, you know, all the kids are just going to flock to
you. And you scream a lot.
Yes, lots of screaming. Just all of that.
Welcome to the old man cast with all of us old men.
Yeah.
Yelling at the
darn youngins. Kids.
Yeah, the youngins.
Darn kids, get off my lawn.
I mean, maybe we're just too old. Maybe that's... I mean, I've been around for a long time, so I'm sick of kitchen sink packs, but maybe just...
I don't think we're too old as an age. We're just been... That's, yeah, long enough around
we're,
Minecraft.
We're, yeah, we're bored. Yeah, that's what I mean is, yeah, we're bored with the entry-level stuff. So...
I mean, I've been modding since, like, 2011.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, and
playing even earlier.
I've been playing the same mods for, like, 10 years, so... It yeah. takes a lot to get
Industrial Craft fucking survive all the time.
That, at that point, let's just give it change. Respect, please. Like, that mod, yeah, exactly. That mod is an enigma. Who updates that still? I know it's Tech Report Player. Now, right? Or is it actually Industrial Craft is still around?
No, it's moving to Fabric, last I heard, no?
Tech Reborn, or is on, actually... Tech Reborn is on Fabric.
Well, IC2 is made by Fabric. IC2 is made by Player, who is Fabric admin, isn't he? So.
Oh, okay. That would be hilarious.
But since Modmus, who makes Tech Reborn, also is in Fabric admin... I don't know how that'll
work. Yeah, right. How does that? I wonder if they'll combine.
Honestly, no idea. No, what? Tekrabon is the better IC2. There's no need to combine.
I never.
It's really, literally just better.
I haven't played. Like, I know of its existence, but I've never played Tekrabon. I haven't even played IC2 since 2015, probably.
Like, yeah, it hasn't changed.
I played
so dumb.
IC2 a little bit just because I was on a friend's server and he happened to have it installed along with CR. So I was just messing around a little bit because I was bored. But
you know what's really interesting about IC2 is I was playing vanilla 1.16 recently, and IC2 is the first mod that I miss. I never wanted to play it in any other mod pack, but I think it's the tech mod that I like the best if it's standalone with Minecraft Vanilla.
It was basically standalone, so wasn't like
it was built. I mean, it was made in a time where your mod had to be standalone. You couldn't rely on other mods to be part of it, you know, because they literally were incompatible.
When Buildcraft and IC2, like, you know, were put in the same mod pack, it was just so magical. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah, I remember seeing, it was probably the Yogscast or something when they being able to, like, that's where you see the potential of modded Minecraft. You were like, holy shit, like, yeah, I can see these things working together, and just imagine if, and now we're at the, like, complete opposite spectrum. It's like everything works together. You got 500 mods in a
possible
podcast. And it's almost too much.
You can power mod whatever you want. That's nothing's impossible anymore.
So what about something like Terra Firma Craft, which pretty much doesn't work with anything else, right, from my understanding?
It takes a lot
of work. As a concept, I like that idea. I wanted to make that myself. No, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, because like that definitely gives a new-ish kind of feeling to the game. I like things that make Minecraft not feel as much like Minecraft, because... You know, after years and years of playing Minecraft, you've basically done everything a million times over, and you just want something new. But you also don't want to be overwhelmed with, like, a billion stuff. It's kind of fun to just focus on one thing and just have fun with that, and then kind of move on once you get bored.
I'm a baby.
That's what I was saying.
I'm a baby, so that mod was always too hard for me. But I would love a total conversion mod like that, but that was easier. Like, just it was a completely different style of game, but wasn't focused on being, like, bone crushingly hard.
Yeah, so
this
I
is
wonder,
what I was I saying earlier was about, you know, just using Minecraft as engine.
Exactly,
completely changing.
we interrupt this program to bring you
Pizza Talk.
I have something controversial.
Oh, okay. Sure, if you want to go that direction. What's up?
Favorite topping on pizza.
Oh.
Oh.
Pepperoni for me.
Chicken and pineapple.
It's not because I'm eating pizza right now.
Oh.
That's a good choice, lad.
I can't imagine what British pizza is. Is it just gray and sad?
No, it's just like Italian pizza.
Doubt.
No, but that's Italian. That's not British.
Yeah, isn't everything like mushed and mushy over there?
Well, it's just gray. I mean, no, you have pizza is all oily and then pizza everywhere else isn't. And I would know because I've lived both in the U.S. and not in the U.S. And there's definitely a difference in pizza.
I mean, I live in San Diego, which, like, our pizza's horrible, but our Mexican food's great. That's what we're known for. So I can't really speak much about that.
Why can I sit on the car?
I'll tell you what, one of the nicest pizzas is kebab pizza.
I'm not a fan of kebabs, gotta be said.
I am. Love them.
Kebab shawarma is far nice. Better than kebabs.
Shawarma is fucking
can't go wrong.
Amazing. Wait, don't you guys like Indian food? Isn't that like your thing, like curry? No. Masala and shit over there in good, yield Britain?
It's personal preference for everyone, no matter what country you're in.
I'm lumping your entire country into one person, is what I'm saying.
So basically coded, it will be the
average
British person.
Yeah.
Personally, I like any food type. I like British food like fish and chips. Mm-hmm. I like Italian food like pasta and pizza. I really like Japanese food. Not a weeb, I hate anime.
Gotta throw that in there.
He doesn't, he actually watches it.
And I also really like Indian food. I hate American food.
What is American food to you? Like pizza?
Deep dish McDonald's?
Deep dish? Well,
McDonald's
like
is terrible, but...
Chicago-style pizza is like heresy.
Chicago-style pizza is a fucking soup. It's not even pizza. But
all the pizzas where if you like fold it in half and then tilt it forward, then all the oil just runs off it.
You mean a calzone?
That's the perfect type when you're like, it's like 2 a.m. and you're drunk, but that's about it.
Oh God, I don't want to imagine.
It helps sop up
the aftermath of said pizza.
No.
You know, I had a Chicago style pizza once, and I would never do it again.
Yeah, I guess you're not
even
much.
Drunk.
You're not missing much there. Well, yeah, it's like burgers and. Again, I always wonder what people think American food is, because I don't even know what it is at that point.
Anything that has fat in it.
Yeah, so it's greasy, something.
Mostly, I think American food can be put into two words. Fast food.
Yeah. Yeah, that's totally
fair. Yeah, I guess,
because everything else, you go to like Chinatown district or Italian district, you get your pizza, pasta, it's...
Yeah.
You don't have American food because everyone is immigrants from other countries.
Pizza is fast food to an extent, for sure.
Americans have definitely made. Well, we have Little Caesars, which is like cardboard pizza, but it's you can walk in and walk out in like a minute and get a pizza for $5. That's like what it is.
$5.
What? That's cheap.
The entire like an entire pizza costs $10.
The whole pizza itself is $5.
A pizza here costs 80p.
Are you talking about the slice or the whole thing? Because I'm talking about the whole thing.
Yeah, like 50 centimeter diameter. I don't know what that is in inches. Like 20 inches, I think?
12 inches. 80p. That's what I'm eating right now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I definitely want something that makes... Because here I made a post recently on Feed the Memes, which is basically like early game is vanilla Minecraft, mid game is just grindy, and end game you're basically in creative mode. That's what most mod packs feel like, pretty much constantly.
So it doesn't even matter what type of mod pack it is.
Yeah, it's just all of them. I do want something that makes, you know, the start of the game not feel like Minecraft. So you're not doing the same old, you know, boring mining for stuff, building your dirt house so you don't get attacked, you know, that whole thing. Just switch things up a bit. But no one really focuses on that. They always, like, I don't know, people like talking about the end game probably far more than mid game. And I don't even like the concept of end game because as a sandbox, I think things should be kind of open-ended. But that's a whole other topic. But I do think people should really focus on trying to just make something unique throughout the entire game and not just going with the same old thing that everyone does. Oh, great. We're going to get taken down for that.
Well, why?
Can I interrupt this for a second?
Huh?
I beat Jared in chess.
Oh, no. Nice. This isn't happening.
There was a deal.
It's happening, Green.
There was no deal. There's no handshake.
This
between them, well.
Video.
As far as I can tell, I'm the only one recording.
What video?
Yeah, what video?
We're just hanging out here talking, you know?
Hey, wait, isn't YouTube gonna, like, mute stuff for that song?
What song?
The thing.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
Oh, I can't hear it. If you're playing the record, I can't hear it.
Yes.
I can't hear it either.
I have everything turned down because of just okay, specifically because of that.
Okay. You can't trust any of us to not be playing this.
Exactly.
Oh, right.
That was smart.
I didn't even know it makes any sound. Like, I don't hear anything.
Yeah,
it's a good song, but it's totally, like, making me unable to concentrate on the conversation. Because, like, everyone else is kind of, like, doing, you guys are, like, talking about whatever, and then I'm hearing this in the background.
It's
I'm, like,
blasting into
your
ears.
How am I supposed to talk?
Yeah, the faith plate, too, makes the noise from Portal very loudly. Yeah.
Very loud.
Very loud.
On the modpack, like the custom thing, I've always wanted to make a RuneScape mod that completely, like, adds skills, adds, you know, completely changes the world to be flat, but with the ores on top that you have to mine and all that, basically from RuneScape.
Ooh.
Not recreating the world. It wouldn't be that would be too much.
Yeah.
I mean, just the concept of it. Like, there could be a
so the progression system would be totally different. It would
oh, be, yeah. Like, you wouldn't be able to chop a tree down without specific
actually,
level.
There's actually a server that started kind of recently. Sadly, I forgot what it's called, but it was using Conquest. And they have, like, pretty much the entirely same skilling tree as RuneScape, as in, like, you kind of start early on, it's really easy, and then when you get closer to 92, you have to go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, fishing, mining, you know, wood cutting, crafting, all that stuff. So it's pretty neat. So I'm sure that could be done as a mod pack.
There is a mod, I think, by DarkHax. It's reskillable.
Yeah, reskillable or something.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That could probably be a good start as a base.
Yeah, you just have to change the mining and wood cutting and whatever mechanics.
But it would be like a bunch of custom mods as well, obviously. But yeah.
I mean, would you have, rather than having a flat map, would you maybe have like a custom map where like someone, you know, terraforms the world?
No.
Oh, so you would want this to be played in any survival world? Or at least it would generate a specific type of world?
No, it would generate, like, you know, the whole world would be just a custom biome with custom world gen. But it wouldn't be like, it wouldn't be a copy of the RuneScape world. That would
no,
be
of course. No, I'm not talking about a copy. I mean, just a unique thing, just it's not flat. It's like someone actually makes a world specifically for it.
That, I mean, it's possible. It's just, you know, it's more of a concept, or more like a dream idea that I'm never going to do, just, you know, would want to.
Well, I think we've learned a lot here today, boys. That was an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's pretty content. Good.
Join us next week, or whenever. For oh, I suck at this. I suck so
We bad. Need a jingle. We need like an outro music and everything.
Yeah, just play me off, please. I'm just gonna start playing music now. Bye.